American officials said Monday that President Donald Trump doesn't believe any of the accusations made by Stormy Daniels. The maker of sex films says she was threatened when she tried to tell her story that she had had sex with Trump. She spoke about her story Sunday night on the CBS television news program 60 Minutes. Stormy Daniels met Trump in 2006 in the state of Nevada. She said they had sex one time and continued to be in contact with one another for more than a year. Trump married his current wife, Melania, in 2005. Daniels says she accepted money in exchange for her silence about the relationship because she feared for her family's safety. Lawyers for the president have denied reports of the relationship. Daniels told 60 Minutes she was threatened in a car parking area in Las Vegas, Nevada, in 2011. She said she had her baby daughter with her at the time. The reported threat took place after Daniels had agreed to tell her story to the magazine In Touch Weekly in exchange for $15,000. She told 60 Minutes, "A guy walked up on me and said to me, 'Leave Trump alone, forget the story,'" she said. "And then he leaned around and looked at my daughter and said, 'That's a beautiful little girl. It'd be a shame if something happened to her mom.'" The In Touch story did not appear in print in 2011. Two former employees of the magazine told 60 Minutes that the story was not published because Trump lawyer Michael Cohen threatened to sue the publication. The story was published earlier this year. 10 days before the 2016 presidential election, Daniels accepted $130,000 from Cohen to stay quiet. The payment was part of a non-disclosure agreement. The Wall Street Journal reported on the payment earlier this year. At the time, Daniels publicly denied having a sexual relationship with Trump. But on 60 Minutes, Daniels said that denial was a lie that she had been bullied into making by her former lawyer and business advisor. "They made it sound like I had no choice," she said. She told 60 Minutes, "The exact sentence used was, 'They can make your life hell in many different ways.'" She said she did not know who could make her life hell, but that she believed it to be Michael Cohen. Cohen has denied threatening Daniels and refused a request to appear on 60 Minutes. But he admitted he paid Daniels. He said he used his own money. In a statement last month, Cohen said, "Neither the Trump Organization nor the Trump campaign was a party to the transaction." Late Sunday, a lawyer representing Cohen released a letter demanding a retraction and an apology from Daniels. The letter said Cohen had absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with someone threatening her and that he does not even believe that any such person exists. Last week, businesswoman and former model Karen McDougal also appeared on television to tell of her reported relationship with Trump. McDougal said she was sexually involved with Trump for 10 months, beginning in 2006. She has taken legal action to withdraw from a non-disclosure agreement she signed before the 2016 election. She was paid $150,000 as part of the agreement. On March 6th, Stormy Daniels took similar legal action against the president. Her lawyer argued that Trump never signed the agreement that orders Daniels to keep quiet about their reported relationship. Trump's representatives say he did not have a relationship with either woman, and that he had no knowledge of any payments to them. I'm Katie Weaver.